journalist, 55 plus, works for a major UK newspaper, bullied on Twitter, lives in Edinburgh. This is the category of somebody who really ought to know better, a seasoned journalist who overshares his feelings online, revealing too much of his state of mind and not feeling great, a little down, and mistaking Twitter for a friend. We call this vomiting online, and when you do this, the internet vomits back. Most likely people feeling the same way are who just enjoy spoiling somebody else's day. It's not enough to win, others must lose, to quote Gore Vidal, the great American polemicist. The Germans call this schadenfreude, which is enjoying the misfortune of others. Then, to compound it, he complains people are being nasty. Why are people so mean to me, he tweets, not realize that being nasty online is a competitive sport these days and social media the perfect forum. It's always the unnamed accounts that do this. Facebook research shows that people operating fake accounts are five times more likely to bully. This well-known journalist in press circles has a column in a major UK newspaper. Inexplicably, with a drink taken or two perhaps, he takes to Twitter when not at his best and the hate trolling begins. His tweets get far more reaction than his newspaper articles. 40,000 plus followers, he inexplicably will not heed his advice. Our comment on this is fairly simple. The internet is a learned habit. This guy knows better but can't help himself emoting online. The internet ain't a shoulder to cry on and requires common sense. And it's especially strange that somebody who writes for one of the largest newspapers online in the world doesn't get this.